الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الصوم جنة ما لم يخرقها، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. الله تبارك وتعالى has given us this wonderful month of Ramadan. It is for sawab also, and sawabs are very great whatever ibadat we do. And it is the month in which the Quran Sharif was revealed. The value of it is very, very great. And by observing the respects of the month of Ramadan, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give us respect and honor. There was in KwaZulu-Natal many years ago, when it was still just Natal, in a place called Richmond, there was a person in those days who had a shabin, a brothel, Muslim man, and he should cater for the local people. Come Ramadan, he should close it all up. He wasn't a practicing Muslim, he shouldn't keep rozas, but he should close it up. And all his patrons, customers, were also non-Muslims. So they should tell him that you're not going to be drinking, you won't be doing all the wrong things. We want it and we need it, we can't live without it. So keep your brothel, your shabin, keep it open. He said, no, it's the month of Ramadan, I can't. When his maut came 27th Ramadan. All that is doesn't justify the wrong he was doing, but his respect for the month of Ramadan. Even such a person who respected the month of Ramadan, Allah gave him respect. Allah Ta'ala make us also understand that this month of Ramadan, and when we have, by Allah's fazl, some understanding of Ramadan, we should accord so much more respect to the month of Ramadan. And that is that we observe it properly. And all our amal, especially the main thing of Ramadan, which it is known for, rozas. So we are keeping rozas, but to make them rozas. Not just in the form of rozas, but the reality of roza. Then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has given us the great kitab, Quran Sharif, Hudal Linnas. It's a guide for all of mankind. And Hudal Lil Muttaqeen, for the believers, it is particularly, when we believe in the Quran Sharif as a kitab of hidayat, then we should take so much more hidayat from the Quran Sharif. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And the discussion which we are having is to make our rozas roza. The first was with regard to the eyes, that we, where the ulama have written, where Allah says, Kutiba alaykum as-siyam, Allah has made for us rozas upon you. It is in the fiqh, as far as masalas are concerned, abstaining from eating, drinking, and satisfying our sexual desires. That is, that if a person does that, it will say he kept his roza. But the roza which the ulama call for, with the deep understanding, is that Allah has made on every part of the body roza for us. Roza of the eyes also for us. Roza of the ears also. Everything, the tongue, all that also we should keep that roza also. And roza is to abstain from halal. Roza is not to abstain from haram. Haram is the law of Shariat, and all the time, 24 hours, 12 months, a year, we have to stay away from haram. But roza is the name to stay away from halal. Your halal food you must stay away from. Your halal drink you must stay away from. Your halal wife. So ulama have written that as far as the eyes are concerned, they don't look even at your halal wife with lust in roza. It is jayz, you can embrace her also. If you don't fear that you'll get involved, it is permissible. And this, perhaps we don't understand, there are no newlyweds here. That the masala applies more to the newlywed when they are in a different world of their own. So at that time, it applies. Not an old man, He's got no way. He's finished. He's gone cold. It doesn't apply to him. But in any case, so to stay away from halal. And then, like the housewife in the house, or even a man, the fridge is there, all the leftovers, the samosas are there, the pies are there, all halal, but to stay away from them. So when we stay away from halal, how much more mustn't we stay away from haram? When we are staying away, and Allah shows that you can do it. All those people who might be, who smoke cigarettes, and they say we can't stay away from our cigarettes. That's just a deception of nafs. Otherwise, the whole day, a person stays away. Though he wants it at the time of iftari, and perhaps he opens his roza also with a cigarette. Whereas we must open our roza with khajur, with water. Perhaps he opens his roza also with a cigarette. But we stayed away so long, and if roza was still another half an hour, if we're in that season, he should have stayed away also. So we can stay away. So we should stay away from when we stay, and when we prove to ourselves, we stay haram, we stay away. Halal, we are staying away. Even from your own wife, you're staying away. Then why is it difficult to stay away from haram? So this is all Allah has spelled it out for us. And it is for us just to apply it now. Looking at other women on the road, etc., on the phone, all that we can stay away. We have got that. And Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi has written, on one occasion he was asked about a person who's a drug addict. He told, it's not necessary to go to rehabs, not necessary to go for counseling. Every person has got that potential, that power within him, that he can stay away from all guna. If we did not have it, and Allah made it for us to stay away from guna, then it was zulam, na'uzubillah, from Allah. That Allah is giving us a command that we haven't got the ability to stay away from. Or to do something, we haven't got the ability to do it, and Allah is commanding us to do it. So that is not the case. We have, but we are not using it. That is the thing. So in this, if we just get that, we were in Jamaat, and one alim who was with us was from Bengal. He said that if a Jamaat comes, 1,000 people, various Jamaats, or Ijtima time, a lot of people are coming, and they came just before Zohar. If you got himmat in you, you'll be able to prepare their lunch, and after Zohar, you'll be able to give them lunch. If you are not, he said, himmatur. Himmat, that same, that power that you got, that you're not using the power Allah has given you. And kamchur, a person who doesn't want to work, who's lazy. Many people are lazy. Or two friends were going on a journey, lunch time, meal time came. So the one said, I'll go and buy the groceries, you light the fire, get the firewood and light it. He said, I'm too tired, I can't do it. Like this, everything he was saying, that then he brought the groceries and he started washing. He said, light the fire now. He said, I'm too tired. Then he told him, okay, you peel the onions while I light. He said, I'm too, everything is too tired. When the food was ready, and now he laid it, he said, come. Now he said, I feel shy. So many things I denied you. Now at least let me fulfill this one command of yours. So a person who is like that. One person, a person passed away in a village, and then the widow was crying very profusely, missing her husband. So all the town people thought that somebody should go and console her. So they chose one person to go and console her. So he said, why are you crying, Amma, our granny, you're crying so much? Said that my husband has passed away. He used to use this rifle for hunting. Now I see the rifle and I feel sad. Who will use it now? He said, no problem, I'll use it. So he took it. Then again she was crying. Again there's a problem. Go again. The horse of my husband is here. Nobody using the horse. And I feel so sad. The horse is just standing here. He said, don't worry, I will use it. So he took the like that one thing. When everything was finished, then still she was crying. He said, now I don't think I should go now. Because now, then I asked why. He said, because everything is finished now. So people went and asked her. She said, my husband has got debts to pay. Now who will pay? So he said that up to now I was going, now you people go. So a person who is immature, calm chore, who is not sincere, for that person to stay away from small gunas. But a person and a mu'min, al-mu'minu qawi, khayrun min al-mu'mini al-za'if. And what is a strong mu'min? That this power which Allah has given him, he uses it. In fact, Allah reward Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayh, how much Allah blessed him. He said that even, for example, sicknesses, illnesses, that there are those people, just a small little cough, a small sneeze, and they go and sleep. I'm sick now. I can't, I have to take off now. Any small thing, then they take off. And one is, a person makes himmat. That same himmat that you got, you use it. I remember clearly, in Jamaat when we used to be, it happened few times that mashura is being made, who should give bayan, for example. And somebody says that you should give, then you say, I'm not well today. So Haji Bhai Padia rahmatullah alayhi should say, the ilaj and the treatment of it, you must make bayan. And Abad we saw, you just made your bayan and now you felt better. Otherwise, you should have been off 7 days, 1 week. You say, I'm sick, I can't manage anything. But you just make that himmat. For example, Jamaat Namaz, a person feeling little sick. You say, I can't make it, I can make it at home. But you make your himmat, you'll see you overcome it. Just carry on doing what you have to do, and you overcome it. And Allah has given that himmat to stay away from gunas, illnesses, problems also. Their problem has come, oh, end of the world now. Very big problem. No, Allah has given you that himmat. Use it, and Allah will sort out. Go forward. Allah's help is there, but go to it. Man taqarraba ilayya shibran, at least you come towards me. Then I will come running to a hand span. You come, I'll come in arm's length. You come walking, I'll come running to you. Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, he was also helpless. And it was his youth. And Zulaikha was beautiful. And she was the queen. And the doors were locked. But he wanted to stay away from guna. How much he could do, he did. And he ran till the door. Allah opened all the doors for him. Not only the door of the lock of the door, but the doors of Nabuwat Allah opened. The doors of rulership of Egypt Allah opened. The doors of superior akhlaq and character. That he knew these are my brothers and they have what they have done to me. But he still not only gave them food, he gave them their money back also. And how lot he gave them VIP treatment also. And he knew these are the ones who did all the wrong to me. So that character Allah Ta'ala, and that is what we have to try and achieve in Islah. That we know people are treating us bad, speaking bad, but we just be good to them. That as the ulama write, that a fruit tree, little children throw stones at it. But the fruit tree, what does it give? Fruit in return. So we should give, that should be our character. The famous comedian Joha, he had a fruit tree in the front of his house. And he wanted children to eat from it. But so when the children used to come and eat, he should run out of the house to chase them away. They all told him, when you want them to eat, then why are you chasing them away? He said, their psychology is, if I leave them alone, they won't come again. They like it when somebody chases them, shouts them. So when I chase them, then they'll come back again. And they'll take more fruit again. So this is how he accommodates them. That you accommodate the people. So that is what our Islam, we have to try and work. Today we can't accommodate our wife also. And everything, meh, too. That for that. She said something, I must say something in return again. She did this, I must do it. That person whose heart can be big and he overlooks and he doesn't worry. He's no competition also. Competition and rivalry is in everything. Among students, lot of competition and rivalry. Amongst murids, lot of competition and rivalry. Everywhere there is. For the good things, we must have competition and rivalry. And not to do down the other person, but to excel further. to see what he is doing, but not to have ill feelings for him, not to do him down, but that we try and excel even more. And that was what the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the poor Sahaba came to Nabi Ali salatu wasalam and said that this rich Sahaba, we make namaz, they make namaz. We make tilawat, they make tilawat, everything. But they go in jihad, they got money. They go for umrah, they got money. They spend in the path of Allah, we haven't got money, we can't. So Nabi Ali salatu wasalam said, let me show you something by which you will catch up with those who have gone ahead of you. And you will lead and be in front of those who are coming behind. They won't be able to catch up with you. The 33 times Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar. These are very, very valuable kalimat, tasbihat-i Fatimi, are extremely valuable. But that time, the rich were also such. They found out that they also started doing. Then they came back to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, the poor people. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. That is Allah's fadl, what He gives, and He gives to whomever He wants to. So we must try to excel with one another in good qualities. And this himmat which Allah has given us, use it for everything. And we will be surprised ourselves. People who use this himmat, people who had cancer. One person cancer, and the doctor said, you won't live for another 6 weeks. He turned to Quran Sharif. Solution is my Quran Sharif. He lived for 20 years without any of the treatments, radium and all the other treatment, nothing. For 20 years he lived. So Allah has given us all the, it is in us and it is outside us also. All our ilaj, more than what it is in jais asbab, means medicine jais which it is, and to have the correct attitude to use it also. If more than that, it is in amal. Amal have got the solution. And more than amal is in sifat, in qualities. That is what we must try and bring. Inshallah, we will give one talk on that, if Allah wishes. And that what we must work on, more than jais and halal, and even jais sunnat asbab, more than the amal we must use. And more than amal also, sifat, qualities we must develop. Allah's full help is with the qualities. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So our rozas that we keep, if we can, any person, a drug addict, a person who is addicted to smoking, any bad habit, our eyes, our tongue, we just make the himmat, I have got it, I must use this power of mine. And you will see, you will overcome it. How many smokers, when they used that, they didn't reduce their smoking one cigarette a day. They threw it away one time, and for life they threw it away. A drug addict, he threw it away, and he threw it away for life. You don't have to, what they call this, that if you go suddenly off it, then you have that other effects of it. Relapse. There won't be anything. Allah will be there with you. You just be firm and see that you can give up any of these, any and all of the wrong things. And all the great things, the good things, great, great things. Young people. Muhammad ibn Qasim, young man of 17 years. Usama ibn Zayd, young man of 17 years. And in his jamaat, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu in his jamaat. And he is a young boy, 17 years, but that potential is in them. Salafuddin Ayyubi, Rahmatullah Ali, all these people, they use that power. And Allah has given it to each one of us. We have covered it up. One is, by and large, we are all living a Western way of life. It's ingrained in us. And that is the way. And from there, we look at Islamic laws. And we judge Islam according to the Western way of life. And then that is our practical life. That is how it we see. Then how many of us unfortunately love that way of life? More than we give preference to Islamic way of life, that way of life. Then how many of us promote that way of life? against Islamic values. We promote that way of life. So this is the month, Ramadan, that Allah has given us, and Allah is proving it to us. We can stay away from halal food, our love, much desired food that we have. For example, a person, his Friday afternoon lunch that he enjoys, Sunday afternoon lunch, Saturday night supper with the whole family, whoever, but you stay away in the day, you stay away from all this. So you can. So all the haram also. So whether it is the gunas of the eyes also, you can stay away, so stay away from it. The gunas of the tongue also. And then the gunas of the ears also. So that with regard to the gunas of the ears, all this, Allah Ta'ala says, inna sam'a, our hearing, our ears, inna sam'a wal basar, our eyes, wal fu'ad, our hearts also, kullu ulaika kana anhu mas'oola. We will be questioned about this. Maulana Tanwi Rahmatullah explained in one bayan about Ramadan that we have to train our thoughts also. This is the month that we must make islah of our thoughts also. And a person, if we can think for ourselves, when we were 15 years old, what were our thoughts like? When we were 20, 25, 30, 35, what were, when Allah gave us tawfiq and we came closer to deen, that myself at that time and myself today, I see what a great difference. Like that, I can still go much more further. And I have to go much more further from where I came and where I am today by Allah's fadl. What were things I used to do? Everyone knows his own history. And we know what we did. But today, only by Allah's fadl, when Allah gave us that my environment, we started using that power. May Allah has brought us 5 times namaz we are making. Wa takbir-e-ula, Ramadan Sharif, we are sitting in i'tikaf. We are away from everything and still use it more. It will take us to such height that when the Sahaba crossed, when they went to Bahrain and they had to cross the sea, the water, they didn't think of getting an engineer, constructing an emergency bridge or something. But they turned to Allah, that power they had. And they used it to turn to Allah Ta'ala, and they crossed over the water without the hoofs of the horses even getting wet. And those people on the other side, what they say? Diu Amadan, that the giants, the jinnats are coming. These are not human beings. These are giants who are coming. These are big, big jinnats that are coming. So, and they just threw the towel in. We can't fight these people. It's out of the question. So that every mu'min Allah has given it. And al-mu'minul qawi, a mu'min who uses it. Everyone has got it. The qawi mu'min uses it much more. And you can achieve such things that the world will be left breathless. They won't have breath, forget words, they won't have breath to tell where this person. And it has happened. Muhammad Fatih, who conquered Istanbul, Constantinople, and that is also very important. We, our youngsters, must definitely read this history. That when the Quran Sharif says, Alif Lam Mim, Ghulibati Rum. Rum, that was this Constantinople, which is now known as Istanbul, the Eastern Byzantine Empire. It will be conquered by the Muslims. And at such a time, when the Muslims had outwardly nothing at that time, they were losing in the battle. Everything was going against them. Allah said, Rome will be conquered. And Allah showed it. Fi bid'i sinin, in a few years, and all the details of what is bid'ah, how it happened, etc. And finally, all the details there. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that Istanbul, which was Constantinople, will fall to the Muslims. Many people tried. But when finally it came to the hands of Muhammad ibn Fatih, and how he conquered it, it is just amazing. And many, many other, we don't study the conquest of the Muslims. What a lie. And this is a planned system of the West. They are putting us in biology and in psychology. This is what we had to study. Then we'll know what our history is and what we can do. But they put us in plants. They put us in animals. study animals, study plants, study this, all other things, and we think we are achieving something. A person who knows that, yeah, there is wealth, money, but he puts the people off the road. You go this direction. This direction. What iman, where we can reach this himmat, this potential which Allah has given us. So use it now, the month of Ramadan. Bring it to the fore and see for ourselves how we can kick the habit. And forever and for good, we don't need their rehabs. We don't need their counselors. We don't need all the psychology lies which they are teaching in the university. And the psychologist is again just promoting all those lies and falsehood. Allah gave us Quran and Hadith. Allah gave us that himmat which every day also got it. We who are the guides of mankind, how can we follow the people who are on the wrong road? The guide, if he follows the wrong people who are on the wrong road, then who is going to come out at the right place? We who know the right road, Allah has given it to us, and we not guiding the wrong people, and we following the wrong people, then what's going to happen? But unfortunately, that is the case. The vast majority of the Muslims also, our whole lifestyle is Western. Our thinking is Western. Our admiration is of the West. How that we got admiration for their people and their way of life and what they do. When we see this on the TV, we are seeing it. In the newspapers, we are seeing it. The billboards, we are seeing it. We learn it in schools. That has become our life. But we are the ones that are... So Ramadan, let us make our rozas. And it isn't, we don't have to wait that everyone does it. One person. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was one man, and he started with the da'wat of haq. And he got the support of one woman, Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala. He got the support of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. And it just grew then, and it just grew. So don't be afraid of criticism. Today we are what the people will say. People, what are they going to say? They're going to say the wrong all the time. One person making tawaf and all the time making dua, Allahumma ij'alni min al-qaleelin. Oh Allah, make me amongst the poor few people. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him, what dua are you making? So he says, don't you read Amirul Mu'mineen? Wa qaleelan ma tu'minun. وَقَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. Everything, all the good things, are few people who do it. So don't wait for the majority. Don't wait for the praises of the people. And to make the people happy, we must do what we have to do. And Ramadan is the ideal time. Allah has made everything conducive for us, that we can do the right things. And just start step, just become taqarrabah. Just come closer, move towards Allah Ta'ala. And how much throughout the year, our lives, what our nawafil, we should try and move closer to Allah Ta'ala. And Ramadan, we should go by leaps and bounds. And all this, our nawafil and our ibadat, Allah will make us more stronger. And then a person, rozas will become easy for him. Qiyami layl, tarawih will become, otherwise tarawih is too hard for us. We can't manage. We all will be having ulcers. And we all be I'm a diabetic. I can't manage rozas. I can't manage my tarawih. But just make the himmat, and in front of our eyes, small children make himmat, and they keep long rozas also. Old people, sickly people, they also can do it. And they do it also. So Allah give us tawfiq. So with regard to hearing further, that one is the hearing with what is of music. And that is a terrible thing. We should shun it completely. And at least for a start, become aware that there is music around us. We're not aware. For example, music is playing. We go to a supermarket. We don't hear the music. It's there. But we have become insensitive. And we just take it as a normal thing. Many other places. So sad that when a woman is giving birth, they have music there in the maternity home. And what they bluff us with? To calm her down, to cool her nerves, because she's under very heavy stress. What we need there is more zikrullah, the tilawat of Quran Sharif, That is what we need. Not all this music, the haram, what will that call? And when the child is born, the first thing if the child hears azan and takbir, iqama in the other ear. But we are shy there also, that we are even shy to ask them permission. MashaAllah, there are many people who ask there. And we don't have to ask also. One very important thing also, what we learned out of experience, especially when we are traveling by air, if you ask the hostesses, the host that I want to make namaz, they got all excuses. You just start. And then they can't stop you. So your namaz is made. So don't wait. You just start. Once we were flying from UK to Turkey, we were five ulama in the ulama jamaat, and Maghrib time came, and I myself was weak. But our one friend, mashallah, he told, and they were serving, they're just going to start. So at that time, usually we say, while they are serving, don't come in their way. But he said, let's start in the aisle. And with jamaat, five of us standing in the aisle, and they just had to look. And we finished how long Maghrib takes. And they just looked and we made our namaz. Namaz got done. But if you ask for permission, all long the story. So you just nicely, but take consideration. Don't become an obstacle. Don't be a problem. Don't become a problem there for them. But Islam, and also let us realize whether it's in the home, whether it's in our own personal lives, in our homes, in our community. Till we don't stand up for Islam, Islam won't stand up. In Tansurullah Yansurkum. You help Islam. Then Allah's help will come. Everywhere. Wa antumul alon in kuntum mu'mineen. We expect everything must come right for us. Maulana Muhammad Umar Safanan Puri Rahmatullah Ali gives a very beautiful example of this, that the camel driver who is coming with his camels in the desert. The camels need water. He comes to an oasis where there is a fountain, there is water. And the person in charge there, he's got a machinery, like this big wheel system with drums on it. So he goes in and scoops the water and pours it out into the dam. And all the water collects in the dam. But it makes a big noise, all those drums on that big wheel. So the camel driver tells him, that please stop your machinery because my camels cannot drink while with all the noise. They can't drink in noise. So he says, if I stop my machinery, there will be no water. So they will have to learn to drink water in the noise. If there is no noise, there won't be water. So they'll have to. So with all everything happening in the world, we must do what we want to. Criticism will be, opposition will be there. But till we don't stand up for Islam, then we cannot expect. When all the sons of Islam are sleeping, when the sun is rising, you can't expect Islam to rise. We must get up at Fajr time. When the sun, before the sun rises, the sons and the daughters of Islam must get up. Before the sun rises, then Islam will rise. But if we are sleeping and we are dreaming that Islam is rising, it doesn't happen like that. We have to do. So rozas make our himmat. There is a time to make that himmat. So whether it is, the hearing also, we will be questioned. So of music and all the detail, all the different types of music, we must become aware and stay away from it completely. Our phones, the ringtone, no musical tone whatsoever. Anything else, in the toys of the children, the clothing, the shoes where there is music, everything has got music. We must fight against it. We must stand up against it. And it's just a matter of a little bit of himmat, and it works then. If we don't make the himmat, then we will be going backwards. We will be going down all the time. But take up that courage. In the same way, listening to backbiting also. Yeah, again, we are sitting with some people, it may be even ulama, pious people, but we should stop them in a nice, suitable way. Tell them this is backbite. Make a rule in our house. And it just starts backbiting. Then just make a rule, backbiting, stop. That even a small child must say, anyone must say, backbiting, stop. immediately make this rule, so that because you don't realize, you just fall into backbiting. With our friends when we are sitting, and as Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, the gatherings of the learned people, the gatherings of the pious people are also not free of backbiting. And it is the worst form of interest. Just to gather it again, interest, it comes in the hadith, has got more than 70 levels of the evils of interest. And the lowest, the least, the lightest of interest is like a person who commits incest, have sex with his own mother. That is the lightest form of interest. And one dirham of interest, dirham is a small denomination compared to the dinar. Dinar is the big money. The dirham is a small, very little of that is worse than committing adultery, zina, 35 times. And the worst level of interest is the slandering of a Muslim. And what is the slandering? The backbiting, false accusation, and this we find common. Today, unfortunately, in a dars of hadith also, and Bukhari Sharif is in front, and the ustad is involved in backbiting also, in slandering also. All this is happening everywhere. So we have to be very, very, and also, when we are in jamaat also, or even on our own, in the name of mashura, we say we are making mashura, and we go beyond the limit. To discuss something, who must make bayan? This person, no, he doesn't make bayan. He doesn't present the things properly. Everything is permissible. But don't go beyond. Don't now speak bad about the person. What facts have to be said which are necessary. We are making mashura at home. For our boy, we have to propose for some girls. What do you think? Somebody say, this girl. No, this girl, I don't think she's suitable. She's like this. But don't backbite. The facts which have to be said when necessary, then say those facts. If not necessary, don't say them. Where necessary, then speak of. But don't belittle the person. Don't speak in a way to bring the person down. So whether it is simple mashuras of the home, whether it is of a dini work, ijtima, Darul Uloom, Khanka, but let us learn to keep to our limit. We must not speak bad about a person and slander. So the gunas of the ears, where it is, of music particularly, but it is also what to make ghibat is haram. To listen to ghibat is haram. In fact, now to see ghibat is haram. On the cell phone you get a message, and now you are seeing it. And we know how many messages and how many against ulama, against good people. And we just looking at it and we like accept it. We are also involved in that. We are an accomplice to the guna. Worse if we now forward it, share it with other people. That say that guna, now we are guilty of very good, very big gunas. Which guna comes in the hadith, the highest level of interest. Interest, we all still, though unfortunately, by and large, we are all involved in interest. You got a banking account, you're involved in interest. The banks are going to give you interest. Whether you take it, dispose of it, but you are involved in it. Somehow or the other, everyone gets involved. But interest, by and large, the ummah knows that this is haram. It's very bad. This has nothing to do with Islam. And the worst part of it, we are involved in it so much. The slandering of Muslims. And then not the ordinary Muslim, the ulama we are involved in. Where it's necessary to speak, we don't speak. Then we cover up for those ulama. And where it is necessary, there are certain gunas of certain people that we must conceal. It's faris for us to conceal those gunas. And we get sawab for that. We will conceal their gunas, Allah will hide our gunas. Then there are other gunas of other people that we have to condone. We know it's a guna, but we condone. We don't like a person working in a bank, and that is his income. And his interest money, his salary is from interest money. His whole life is on interest. Or insurance company is working. So what the mufti will tell him, look for another job earnestly and work immediately. And then as soon as you get a job, you change your job. So it is condoned for a while. Every person hasn't got that iman that you leave your job immediately. Now you got no income. You have to pay your rental of your house, your water, lights, food, everything, your children's madrasa fees, all that you have to, you've got no income. Everyone, so they, then there are certain people's gunas that we have to condemn those gunas, what they are doing. Then some people's gunas, it is for us to expose those gunas. Somebody who is leading people to Jahannam, headlong to Jahannam, what kufr is leading them to Jahannam, and the ummah is following him, he's in that position, he's a leadership, he's got leadership position, and he's leading people to Jahannam, with whatever it might be, the Abrahamic Accord, the Gulen movement things, or whether it is with the interfaith, or all the university education, all that, we're leading people totally in the wrong direction, there it is for us to expose those people. There it's not ghibat, it's for us. And if you don't, it is mudahanat fid din. It is kitmane ilm and kitmane haq, the truth. And to support those people, mix with them and that. وَلَا تَلْبِسُ الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ. It is talbis haq with batil. You are mixing it up. People see that you, we know you. You are on the right. And you mix it, so they also must be right. And you associate, joke, laugh with them, talk with them, everything. So it must be right, can't be wrong. So all that, at such a time, we have to take the correct path. And so we have to understand our deen correctly also. So Allah tabaraka ta'ala give us this tawfiq that all types of things, gunas concerned with the ears, that we abstain from it completely. And this is the month. And in the month of Ramadan, stay away from the halal also. Eh? Now just all the, what is, to talk amongst ourselves a little bit, we have a little discussion, is halal, to have a friend sit and talk. But stay away from that. Stay away from all. Go into the things which we are ma'amur bihi. Listen to Quran Sharif. Read and listen. Read with a little sound, voice, and listen to Quran Sharif. And all good things, the bayan, let us be awake in the bayan. And listen to the bayan. Let us not be awake, but we are daydreaming. We are awake, but we are dreaming. One is a person is sleeping and dreaming. One person is awake and is dreaming. Our minds are everywhere. Listen properly also. So good things, let us listen to it. But the other, what are permissible normally, let us stay away from that also. Like having a little talks, eating time. Now, go and eat, finish quickly and finish. And you don't have to rush through your meal, but just have your meal, not getting into discussion. One time, Maulana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, there wasn't money to pay the water and light account of the Merkaz. And Bhai Abdul Wahab Sahib was also there. So Hazrat called them and to discuss this. So, and over tea. So Bhai Abdul Wahab, he was at that position and he was strained that he said all this, Hazratji Ma'inamul Hasan Sahib, he said to make nashta is fine, no problem. Your nashta, breakfast, a snack. In Urdu language more, a snack is called nashta. Not only we in Gujarati, nashta is the morning, we have nashta. But as I said, nashta is no problem. But this that you are having nashta, with mad, mufassal, long mad, that you are talking all the time. And if students, we tell them at night, you have to have a little tea, you study it a lot before going to sleep. No, but this now, 1 hour for tea. All the talking on it. So Mawlana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali told him, the tea is not the object, the discussion of sorting out the problem, that is the object. So see what is the thing, our discussion that we are having, eating, etc. Don't waste time. Where there is a talk, you are having a mashura, you are having some tea also. No problem, and you are having 2 hour mashura. But it's an important work that you are discussing. But you are just talking, whiling your time away. And you are just having tea, having juice, all that. That is not right. So our time also, and besides time, all the things which are we putting in time, especially with regard to this subject, the backbiting that carries on, slandering of people, etc. Whether it is alone on the phone, whether we are sitting in a group, Allah Ta'ala protect us. Make the roza a roza. Use that himmat which Allah has given us. And you will see your Ramadan, just one Ramadan can move you years and years ahead. And if we let it go, it will go, and it doesn't just go empty. It pushes us back. When we don't make qadr, we fall back. We go down all the time. We have to move front. We have to go up all the time. And that is when we use our dini umur, which Allah has given us, for the purpose for which Allah has given us, Allah moves us front. We can't move front. And a person who does it with ikhlas and for Allah's pleasure, Allah moves that person. How very much he will be shocked himself. He will know, he will speak to himself that I know myself, where I am in this position. But Allah brought, to be making namaz 5 times, to be making tahajjud, to having the, to talk of the muhabbat of Allah, where me and the muhabbat of Allah. That is the work of great, great, great people. Just the talking and having one aorta of it. What a great... And when Allah then blesses us and we can have more, what to say, and connection with Allah Ta'ala. That is the greatest connection. And Allah blesses that. Let us make qadr of this Ramzan. Keep our rozas properly. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.